haven't done any trees yet.
Haven't put the trees in the bottle yet.
You busy playing?
You're busy. Too busy.
You're too busy?
Yeah.
You're always busy, aren't you, Tom?
Very busy.
Yes.
Very. Every time it's my hard work.
That's right.
And you just get all the relaxing, don't you?
I get all the what?
Relaxing.
Relaxing? Oh, I get relaxed when you do all the hard work.
Mm.
Well, that makes a change then, doesn't it? Because it's usually mummy doing all the hard work.
Yes.
Well, even now you're playing and I'm cooking tea.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, you're playing, I'm cooking tea, so I still think I've got the worst deal.
You're in too.
Right, there you are, Thomas. Tea's on the table. Please come now.
Oh, okay, I will in a minute. What's the word? Now we just collect them up. Leave it there.
Would you like these crisps that are left from lunchtime?
Yes, please.
Would you like them with a drink?
Yes, please.
Is?
Hello?
Do you know where the beaker is?
Mm.
Is it in the kitchen already?
Yeah. No, just I can't see it anywhere there.
It's alright, I've got it. Thomas, please, will you come to the table? I don't want to ask anymore.
I'm just
going
to pop the train up. I tried to make it stick. Oh, there.
Come on.
There, I popped the train up.
Good boy. There you are. I'm just doing some toasts. Oh, how's that?
Fine.
A bit darker now, isn't it?
Mm. Very quick.
It's very quick, it was quite silly before. That sounded like the toaster going.
Yes, it was.
Pop, was it?
Yeah.
You sound a little bit like you've got either a sore throat or getting a cold. You've been talking a lot today.
Yeah.
You've been shouting?
Yeah!
Oh dear, well, that's probably what's the matter. Right, would you like an apple as well, darling?
Yes, thanks.
No, should we just see how we go with this and then if you need anything else? Right? Mmm. You pinched one of your crisps.
It's nice.
That's nice. Jolly nice, Thomas. Have you had a nice day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's jolly nice.
You've not had a jolly nice day, why? Why not, darling?
I said jolly good day.
Oh, jolly good day. Right. We've got to choose some cards after tea to send to your friends.
But I can't go. They're doing something with my railway.
Pardon? You're doing something with your railway?
I need to get on with it.
Right. Actually, I want to have a piece of toast, could you? Because it smells quite nice. Then.
I'm going to eat all of that.
It smells like breakfast, doesn't it? Right, come on, turn around, sit at the table, pop it, please. Mm-hmm. Good boy, would you like a fork?
No, thanks.
Well, I thought, seeing it was the first week of school, it would be nice to send little cards to people like Anthony and Samara and Matthew and Anna and all those people, just to say, thinking of you, and how's your first week been? And some people, I mean, one or two are not starting anyway for a couple of weeks yet. I think it was Matthew who isn't starting until the 17th.
Yeah.
Which is 2 weeks' time. But it would still be nice just to say we're thinking of them, because we are thinking of them, aren't we?
Thinking about Anthony
Bradley
with the
one thing. I know, I've been thinking about Anthony a lot. And I sent cards to Mrs. Richardson, the head teacher at Mersey Vale, and Miss Ashworth and Miss Lansdowne, just to say we were thinking about them as the term started. Because this time last year you were in their nursery class, and this year you're a big schoolboy.
Mm.
But I was thinking about them at the start of term, because they'll have a new set of children, won't they?
Yep.
Just think of the nursery where you were last year, in the home corner, and the train track, you know the train track that was on the floor?
Yeah.
All those will now be played with by new children. Apart from Alice, she's still at Mersey then, and she was there with you last year, wasn't she?
Yeah.
We should have asked Alice what's going on, shouldn't we?
Mm.
Actually, talking of Alice, you've been invited to a party. Just let me run and get my hand back, Thomas, because it's in there.
Right.
Can't remember what it said. We're going to be busy boy on the 20th, well, busy boy, we're all going to be busy on the 22nd of September, Thomas, because...
I haven't got that much petrol.
Well, we'll need a lot of petrol that day, I'll tell you why.
I need 62.
62 what?
Petrol.
62 litres of petrol?
Yeah.
Well, listen, what's happening on Saturday the 22nd of September? Dear Thomas, come and join the birthday. An invitation to Daniel's birthday party on Saturday the 22nd of September at the Mega Bowl at the Parswood Centre at 11:45 a.m. So that's 11:45, that's 11:45. That should be over by about 1:45. And then we've got this invitation today from... Oh, it's a tweet, look, it's a tweenies invitation. That's the same as yours. You had exactly the same ones, didn't you? Alice invites you to play at their party. Oh, that's odd. Oh, I remember these invitations. I think it means at the tweenies party. On Saturday the 22nd of September, 2 o'clock until 4 o'clock. So you'll come from Daniel's party and go straight to Alice's at St John's Community Centre, Heaton, Mersey. That's where you had your party. And then, when that's finished, 4 o'clock, we've got to get in the car and drive to York. Because it's 8 o'clock that night, we're going to a wedding reception. Mummy's nephew gets married next week on Wednesday in Cyprus to Claire. In fact, I'm going to the airport on Tuesday morning, Thomas, to wave Auntie Jennifer and Paul Stewart off. Do you remember last week we went to the airport and Paul and Claire had already gone that day, hadn't they?
Yeah, Mummy.
Oops, there's the phone.
Dad, when lots of money, yes. Can I buy one of the big planes?
Yes, just a second.
Nothing.
I can't think what we were talking about before the phone went. Oh, the planes. You said when we get lots of money, can we buy one of the planes?
Yeah, not a big plane. Yeah. This big one.
We had a fantastic day on Monday, didn't we, at the airport? What happened?
Like planes.
Well, we went to the airport very, very early in the morning. Started off, in fact, last Monday, didn't it?
Yeah.
And we went to Piccadilly Station to collect Mrs. Mabry, Mum and Grandad's friend, from her train that came from York. And she came back here and spent the night with us on Monday, didn't she? And it was Mummy and Daddy's wedding anniversary, and we had a really special meal, didn't we, with candles and flowers. And then, early Tuesday morning, we went to the airport and she boarded a plane. Where was she going to, Thomas?
Home.
Canada. She was going to Canada. It wasn't home. And she was in a wheelchair, wasn't she? And we had a cup of tea with her, and then at 9:30, the gentleman from the airport. Do you know? Oh, well, I'll have
it. You can have those.
Thank you, darling. Well, man from the airport took her, didn't he, in a wheelchair onto the plane, and we waved goodbye. And we dashed from Terminal 2 to Terminal 1 to wave her off. And her plane was due out at 10 minutes, but at 20 past 10, or was it quarter past 10?
Quarter past.
And at 20 past 10, what happened?
Reversed and then it stopped.
The plane reversed and then it stopped. And it stopped and it stopped and it stopped. And we were waiting at the viewing point, car park level 13, weren't we? Well, it's 11 o'clock, her plane still hadn't moved, so we decided to go and find out what was happening. And we were at the airport a very long time. In fact, we had lunch at the airport, didn't we? Remember? And we went to the shop. We did all sorts of things. And what had happened to her aeroplane?
It still hadn't gone.
It still hadn't gone. What did we find out afterwards had happened to it?
Something came off the plane and a bird came on.
A bird hit the plane and knocked the radar out.
What's radar?
Well, the radar's the thing that guides the plane in the sky. It's the thing that guides it in the sky from Manchester Airport all the way to Canada. So she couldn't fly, and in the end, they were taken off the plane and taken to the Holiday Inn. And she spent the night there, didn't she, because it was too late to fly. And we then got straight... we left the airport at 2 o'clock. We got a train straight to Piccadilly, and we went to buy some new schoolboy trousers, didn't we? Short schoolboy trousers and Marks and Spencers. And what did we do in Marks and Spencers?
Went to my space rocket.
Your space rocket? And what's your space rocket?
Well, you
press the button and it goes... It's the lift, isn't it? Marks and Spencer's, the glass lift. And it goes ever so fast. And what does it do to your tummy? It does, it makes your tummy go all over the place.
Oh no, my tummy's trapped in the doors.
And your tummy's trapped in the doors?
I've had a fat tummy.
Oh, I think you'd have a thin tummy if it was trapped in the doors, unless it was trapped and it had swollen up. Perhaps it was swollen with all the bruising from being trapped. So we had a busy day, didn't we? But the same day as Mrs. Mabry flew to Canada, your cousin Paul, my nephew, and his fiancée Claire got a plane from Terminal 1 at 7 o'clock in the morning to Cyprus, and they get married on Wednesday the 12th. And Auntie Janice and Uncle Stuart and Claire's parents and brothers and sisters are all going next Tuesday to Cyprus, and Mummy's got to go first thing in the morning back to the airport to wave them off. And Daddy's taking you to school on Tuesday, because they fly at 9 o'clock and you start school at 9 o'clock. And I can't be in Heaton Mersey kissing you goodbye at the school gate and waving people off at the airport. So Daddy's taking you on Tuesday to school. I'll pick you up. Oh, guess what's happening on Tuesday?
What? Janine's coming.
Janine's coming. Yep.
Tomorrow?
No. Next week.
After tomorrow.
Well, no, not after tomorrow. In a few days. Next week. Next Tuesday she's coming.
After the day you said.
After the day I said. Mm.
Cool.
Well, no, the day I'm talking about, it's the same day.
Right.
Mummy goes to the airport first thing in the morning and you go to school. And then I pick you up from school, and when we come home, Apple will be waiting for us.
What? If you get to the plane, the big plane, I don't mind.
Well, I don't think I've really got pennies for that, Thomas. Because we had binoculars, didn't we, to watch the plane?
Do you want the little plane instead?
I'll see, but I haven't really got enough of pennies at the moment, so I have to buy a new school uniform and new shoes and things. I think the best thing would be if perhaps in a few weeks' time we have a trip to the airport and you could choose one you like yourself rather than me buying one. Because that would be another trip to the airport. We could go on the train.
Dad, I'm going to go up to the roof. I could buy anything.
when you grow up to the roof, you can buy anything. What if it's your money? You can buy what you want. But mummy's money, I have to be very careful with it because I've got to buy food, got to pay for the house, all sorts of things. And listen, it's Daddy's birthday in October. And it's Grandma and Granddad's. And Uncle David's and Auntie Sharon's. So you're going to have to save up pocket money, not that you get pocket money, but we'll have to start saving our pennies to buy Daddy a present.
But there's nothing there.
Did you think you were going to fall off your chair?
Yeah.
I think you should sit down. You've got quite hairy legs, Tom, haven't you?
Yeah, hairy arms.
Have you got hairy arms as well?
Yeah.
Just noticed your legs. Sit down, please.
Just feel it. See
any? Ooh, you're like birdie. Furry Birdie and Furry Thomas. It's nice to keep you warm in winter. Won't it? Snug as a bug in a rug. If I get cold in the night, I won't get a hot water bottle. I'll come and cuddle you. My furry hot water bottle, Thomas. You had a dream the other night.
What?
You thought there was a spider with hairy legs in your bed, didn't you?
You were sleepy. You were asleep under the bed.
Did you think he was asleep under the bed?
And Mummy, he went like this.
Did you really? Oh dear.
So, 13 legs with spiders.
How many legs?
13.
13 legs?
I saw Rick climb up my bed. Whatever it is, climbed up my bed. Rushed down on the side of the bed. Gone down the slot and stayed under the bed.
Oh dear.
What a whir.
Who were?
I'm not going in this old bed.
Oh dear, you weren't happy that night, were you? And what did you shout?
Nin Nin! Mummy!
Nin Nin, Mummy. You were very upset, but Mummy came running, didn't she? And I ended up sleeping in your bed that night. We had a big cuddle, didn't we, me and you? Was that nice? Big cuddles. Big cuddles. Would you like an apple now, Thomas?
Why not?
Why not? Does that mean yes, please?
It means I don't know.
You don't know? Are you going to finish those sausages?
No,
and what about the crisps?
No, I don't want anything else now.
And you don't want an apple either? What? Oh, steady. You don't want an apple either?
No, I don't want anything else.
Are you sure?
Sure.
Okay.
Really potty.
Pardon?
It's a very, really potty.
Pardon?
It's a big potty, that was.
What's a big potty?
Potty.
Potty? What's a big potty?
You have.
No, just sit at the table till I finish now, Thomas, please. Come on, we're talking now. Come on, back to the table, please.
Oh, I don't want to
eat. No, it's all right, you don't have to eat, but please go back to the table till I've finished eating.
Okay, climbing in the wagon.
Then we've got to choose some cards, haven't we? I'll just have this is the last piece of toast. And climbing back in the wagon. Gosh, I can't... Oh, look, who's here? Hello, birds. I can't get over how dark it goes now so quickly. And you've got to go to bed now early at night, haven't you? Now you're a schoolboy. I can't get up in the mornings, can we? To walk to school. Do you enjoy walking?
It's my dustbin wagon.
That's your dustbin wagon, is it?
Yeah.
What's that suppose? Why is she crying?
She's under your chair.
I've not put the chair on her, though.
No.
She's just crying.
Yes,
yeah, she
just...
Please sit down, Tom.
Your legs are just on her.
I'm not treading on her. No, just legs are going down on her. Perhaps she's just crying to say hello, to let us know she's there.
Hello,
Peter. You sure you've had enough to eat, though? What have you got in your mouth? Another sausage! He said he had enough.
Just have this.
You're a sausage pincher, aren't you?
For me.
Oh. Glad you're all eating it, that's nice.
Mum, you can touch me when I stir Birdie.
No, leave Birdie. better go to the dentist soon, you know.
Oh, no.
Look, it's time you had a look at your teeth. They're perfectly all right, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah.
Did the dentist come and look at you at nursery before you left nursery?
All right.
They were all right. Was it a man or a lady?
Man.
And what did he say?
You got good teeth.
Did he? How come I was never told that he'd been?
I know
he was coming.
Me? Mm. And no black teeth.
Black teeth, yes. Oh no, you haven't got black teeth, no.
Good.
Sorry, I thought you said, do you know black teeth? But you were saying no black teeth. Did anybody at nursery
get... Let me just have a little look at
No.
I'll just scream my wagon again.
Did anybody at nursery get told they didn't have nice teeth?
Some rubbish in.
Thomas, was anybody told they didn't have nice teeth?
No. Alex did.
He didn't have nice teeth, Alex?
No, he just had two out.
Alex had two teeth out?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yep.
Had he had two teeth taken out?
Yeah, two.
Dear me. And why was that? Because he'd eaten too many sweets?
Yeah. Is that, you know where Purdy is on your bottom?
Is she?
Yeah.
Is she having a wash?
No, she's just staring.
Is she?
Yeah. Peek-a-boo, bubble.
What's she staring at?
She's staring at nothing, just me. Hello.
Is she alright?
Yep.
Be careful with her.
I just go through your skirt.
I'm wearing a long skirt down to the floor, but it's probably a nice place for her to hide. Don't hurt her chin.
You need to floor there.
I think Purdy's missed you while you've been at school, Thomas. On Wednesday, she wandered around the house looking a bit lost.
She looked everywhere.
I promise you, I think she did look everywhere. She wandered around and she kept looking. I don't think she can understand where you've gone because... Sorry, I'm eating
crisps. I go to school first.
When you used to go to nursery, you were only out of the house 2.5 hours, weren't you?
Yeah.
And then you were at home with me, but I think now we leave home really early in the morning. We leave home about 8:15. And you're not home till nearly 4 o'clock. Plus, you think of all the weeks you've not been going to nursery during the school holidays. She's had you at home every day. So I think perhaps if you just increased your hours from nursery to school, she wouldn't have missed you.
I got 30 rubbish.
Who does bin like that?
Yeah. This is my go button. And it's my stop button.
Your stop and go button?
It isn't my stop button.
Right.
That's my stop and the red bit.
Yes.
It's my green. The root crusher. The green bit.
That's right. Red for stop, green for...
Go.
Go. That's it. Right. Have we finished our meal?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Well, I'm just going to clear the table and then we'll get those cards and have a look at them and choose cards for friends, shall we?
Yeah.
Who you want to give cards to?
Meow,
you need your hands washing,
Thomas.
Thomas, you need your hands washing.
I don't.
Yes, you do, love. You've just had your meal. Before we start looking at photographs. No, stop that. You don't pull a head back like that, it will hurt her.
I'm not pulling head back. There she's running.
Right, that's it. Okay. Turn your hands around, please. There we are, this is nice for you, sir.
Yeah.
It smells lovely, doesn't it?
I smell it.
Nice orange soap.
The watery, aren't it?
Right, go back to the table, please. No, leave her. Daddy got cross with you last night, didn't he? Because you wouldn't leave her alone. Right, in your chair, Thomas. Don't go.
Don't
I don't want you kicking her.
Oh, rubbish!
Right, go on, in your chair, please.
There's one more just to that, in it goes.
She's sitting in a silly place, I appreciate that, but she can't hear us telling her to move.
Move!
No, she can't hear Thomas, she's deaf.
I said move. Move, move. Just climbing it, the rubbish wagon.
Why is your chair the rubbish wagon?
Because stop. This is stop. Stop. For me.
Yeah.
I know it's rubbish. Because there might be lots of rubbish. Because mummy. This is stop.
Yes.
On her voice on. And this is go.
Did we actually see the dustbin men last week? I think we did, didn't we? Last Monday before we went to get Mrs. Mabry. They came, didn't they?
Mummy, this is stop, this is go.
Right, because I suddenly, I seem to think I'm in the bathroom. I suddenly realised that the rubbish men were coming. Right, there's a photograph of everybody at Mersey Vale.
Little nails, I can't see.
All right, now don't touch it with your fingers, please.
That's one.
Joshua.
The spider.
Right, okay, now we've got, these were from Marks and Spencer's.
Anthony with that one.
Right, just a minute.
I don't want some. Mari. I don't want my mate.
Just a moment,
sweetheart.
Just let me get a piece of paper and a pencil. I'll have to make a note of all this because I can't remember what you're telling me.
I don't want her.
Oh, no, don't say that. Well, there's only a few people I should be writing to anyway. Right, let's go along the top line. We've already written to Miss Ashford. Don't touch. James.
I don't want that because I...
That's right. Okay, the first one is James. Do you want to send James a card or not?
Yeah. I want
James.
That.
Well, let's choose cards later. Let's decide who... You don't want you, obviously. Anthony.
Yep.
What about Rachel?
He can...
Do you want Rachel?
Yep.
And what about Azair?
No.
Not Azair. No. What about Polly? What's that little girl called? Pearl?
Yeah.
Yes?
Pearl.
Pearly, did he call her?
Yeah.
What's that little girl called?
Don't know.
You don't know? You spent all year with her. Do you not know her name?
No.
Did she not join in with
her? I want her.
Don't touch it, please, Thomas. Just point at it.
I want...
Well, let's go along the line. What about Anna? Anna?
Anna.
Samara?
Samara.
And?
Can I just point with
curly
the
curly haired Kira? No, because I'm writing with a pen. Curly haired Kira.
And Diana.
Joshua?
Yep, and her.
And what about?
Jamie.
Naughty Jamie?
Yeah.
Naughty Jamie?
Yeah.
Aw. Mari.
Yep.
Mari. Georgia.
Yeah.
Oh, Matthew. I know you want Matthew. Don't you?
My Alex.
Alex. We missed Alex, didn't we? Someone I wrote curly haired Kira. And I forgot Alex. We say curly haired Kira because there's the other Kiras, Kira Bart and Kira Smith. We have two Kiras, don't we?
No, she's called Kira Bath, she's called.
Kira Bart.
Kira Bath.
Kira Bath?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's Kira Bart.
Kira Bath.
Kira Bath.
Because she says, I'm not Kira Bath.
No, she's not, she's Kira Bart. Isn't she? And who's this, Luke?
Da-da-da-da.
And Roman. Now, the only people you've missed off so far are Azair and that little girl.
Mm.
Now that little girl, I really don't know her name. I don't know which school she's gone to.
No, you don't.
But I don't think we can just leave her there off, Thomas.
No, I don't want to.
Why?
She just does everything her mum doesn't want him to do.
He does everything his mum doesn't want him to do?
Mm.
Oh, dear. But the thing is, when you and Azair started Mersey Vale this time last year, you two were the ones that were so terribly upset and you were taken after school together. And I thought you were little friends then.
We're not.
You're not? Oh,
let me just put my stop button on the wagon.
Right.
Because it's still crushing.
No, we'll get all these cards ready and then you can tell me who's having which ones.
Okay.
In a minute.
I know which ones Anthony's having. Anthony's having this one.
A cat?
Yeah.
Does Anthony have a cat?
No, I just want to have a little cat. Mm-hmm. You do. There you go.
Well, I won't write them now. I just want to get them ready, darling. Don't you?
Should I point that?
No, no.
That.
Right. Now, I've got these other little blue ones with the teddies on as well. They might be nicer for the girls, the ones with the little teddies. What do you think?
I think so, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I think so. Oh.
Right.
Oh. Pretty good girls.
Okay.
Say, is there one for me?
Which one for James, Thomas?
I might have that one for James.
The spider?
Yeah.
Right, James the spider. That's that gone. What about Anthony Vantony?
Oh, he's having a cat.
Right, okay.
This cat.
Right, Rachel. Which one for Rachel?
You can choose.
A duck?
Yeah.
Put a duck for Rachel.
Quack. Right.
No. Pearl. Which one for Pearl?
Monkey.
Cheeky monkey for Pearl? You think she's a cheeky monkey?
Yeah.
Do you? What about... Oh, a cheeky monkey will be Jamie. What about Anna? Which one for Anna? A duck for Anna?
I know which one is for Jamie.
Right,
the cheeky monkey.
All right. What about
Samara? Don't know where. I haven't thought about her.
You haven't thought about her?
She can have
more
of them because I can't think of them. What
about one with the teddy bears?
Oh, yeah, she can have that.
Which one for Samara? With the rabbit?
Yeah. Now you can choose all the girls now. Oh, you can pick.
Kira?
Yeah.
Kira Smith?
Now you can.
I think you're going to run out of cards. I have to get some more. Kira Smith, Thomas.
Yeah, Kira Smith. You can choose cards now. You look at all the girls.
Alex.
Yeah.
Please stay there. Alex. Which one for Alex?
You can choose.
You've said the cheeky monkey for Jamie?
Yeah.
Joshua. Which one for Joshua?
For you. The teddies.
For Joshua? Oh, right. Yes, that's nice, isn't it? Teddy and the drum. Right, we've got Jamie sorted. Mari. Right, now listen, we've got to give.
Mari, card.
We've got to give 5 more people, and I've got 3 cards, so I'll have to buy some more. And we'll get the ones from Marks and Spencer's again. So, which one for Mari? That teddy, that's nice, isn't it? What about Georgia? Would she like a teddy one as well?
Sure.
Right, we'll get some more teddy ones. What about Matthew?
You can have one of the cheeky monkeys.
Right, so you want a cheeky monkey one for Matthew. And what about Luke?
Luke can have a Luke one.
What about giving Luke the spider?
Okay.
And then what about Roman?
Roman.
Roman, sorry, Roman.
A teddy.
A teddy? Okay. We've got one of these pussycat ones left, haven't we? And we've given some already, haven't we, to John William, to Isabel?
Yeah.
And who was the other one?
I don't know. Mummy,
look,
it's just
Anne Loving. What's the little girl called, Thomas? Holly?
Holly Watkins.
Watkins.
Oh,
Sarah, isn't it? I met Alex. It's Alex Smith, isn't it? It was Kira Smith and Alex Smith. I met Alex's mum in Disbury the other day, did I tell you?
I haven't.
Oh, Purdy. And she said, hello, how are you? How's Thomas? It was before you started school.
Oh.
And I saw somebody else today that you know.
Who is it?
I was on the bus and I saw Adam from your new school.
Adam.
Do you know Adam? Is he a nice little boy?
Yeah.
I know his mummy. And he was on the bus. And he got on and his mummy said, hello, where's Thomas? And I said, oh, he's with Daddy. And if you'd been with me, you would have seen him. He seems nice. Are there nice people at the school?
Yeah.
Is there anybody that isn't nice?
No.
Good. I'm pleased about that. And you like the teachers, don't you? And you're a good boy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Good. Are you talking to Purdy now? What are you saying to her? What's that, Tommy?
Purdy had a little wee.
Where?
On the floor.
I don't think she did, Tommy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so. I think you're trying to get her into trouble.
Yeah, I am.
I knew you were, because Purdy wouldn't do that. She's
a naughty girl.
No,
you're
not
a naughty girl.
She will smack you. Thomas, don't say that. No, you're really joking.
Say, no, you're a little crying girl. That's her sorted out.
Is it? That's Birdie sorted, is it?
No, she's going to die in a few months.
Oh, now don't say that. Well, she very probably will, Thomas, because she's a very old cat. Now, you seem to forget this when you're being rough with her, that she is a very, very old pussy cat. And we've got to be ever so gentle with her, haven't we? There we are, we'll put the nursery picture back there. Okay? No, leave that snow.
In the play?
No, no.
Playing in the dark.
Right, you want to play the train track a few minutes?
Yes, thanks.
Okay, well, look, Birdie's coming to play as well.
She's playing with you. Oh, she's going to cross the rails.
Is she? Well, that's a bit dangerous, isn't it?
No, the train's stopped anyway. Playing some house, they just come on.
Oh,
rude. I can't go to meet her. Look how many jaws she's got.
Oh, yes. All right, puss. No, don't play it. Thomas, stop tormenting Purdy. I should get so cross with you. Leave her alone. She's come to sit next to you because she wants some company.
If you're going, are you going to watch me?
Close the curtains now. Purdy having a little trip on your train?
He's just watching me.
Would you like to go somewhere, Purdy?
I want to go nowhere, just watching the trains.
Right. Purdy has been on trains, you know, Thomas.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yes. A long time ago, when we used to take her. Quite often when I went on holiday.
I'm watching the road tree. I have lots of trees.
Oh, are you?
Look.
Oh, yes, that's nice. Before.
That many on the floor there.
Yes.
That's what I needed.
Oh, is that after a storm? It looks like a storm has blown a lot of trains.
No, down. We put them. We made them go. We put them down there.
Who put them down there?
We do.
Who's we?
The driver.
Oh, right. Why has he put the trees down?
Because they blow down.
Did they?
Yeah, they did.
That's what I mean. It must have been a storm or something for them to blow down. Is it very windy?
Yeah, very.
Oh, gee, it must have been. So before Mummy and Daddy were married, Well, when we went on holiday, I used to put Purdy, take Purdy to Mum and Grandad Beobis for them to look after. And you know the little basket that we now used to take her to the vet? I used to strap her in there, and she used to come on the train with me. To York.
And you could say, two cat tickets, please.
Two cat tickets, no, I didn't have to pay for it because she used to sit on my knee.
Why did you not sit on the seat?
Well, no, because she's a pussy cat, but a cat can't take up a seat if somebody else wants to sit there. So I just used to put the basket out. We used to try and get a seat, didn't we, Purdy? She's looking at me now. We used to try and get a seat, you know, on the train where they have tables.
Yeah.
And I used to sit the basket. She's going to come and sit on me now. Mm. And I used to put her basket. Woo! Oh, oh pause. Oh, that wasn't very elegant, was it?
Oh, Purdy.
What she did, she jumped on my skirt and sort of fell straight through the middle. Oh dear, dear. So I used to sit her on the table, Thomas, in a basket, and then she'd be able to see me and see out the window. So she was very good actually on the train. She never caused a fuss. She was very good, and a lot of people used to stop to talk to me, and children. I never thought about this actually, but mummies used to bring children down the carriage to come and see me. And I struck up a very nice conversation with an elderly gentleman and his wife about Purdy, and they were telling me all about the pussycat that they had in their house. And one day when I was waiting at the station, a lady came and said she'd had a pussycat that looked just like Purdy. One day she'd gone out and left the pussycat in the house, and her washing machine caught fire. That's Daddy. Washing machine caught fire, and there's a fire in the house, and the pussycat was inside. Oops.
Oh, I'll get it.
No. Telling you about that pussycat, wasn't I, before Daddy came
down?
We're in the bathroom now, aren't we?
Yeah, boom, bang,
bang. Yes, the lady was telling me that the washing machine caught fire and there was a pussycat in the house.
And the driver near us having to that plane.
No.
It's very bumped off and now it's broke.
You're the driver of a plane or a train?
Plane.
And it's bumped off and it's broken? Which part of the plane?
The one Mrs. Mabry was in.
Oh dear, right.
And I got a little cat, no, a dog. And you know what? My washing machine was on fire.
Yeah.
And the dog was lucky because he was outside.
Oh, well, that was lucky, wasn't it?
I was inside.
Oh, so you weren't so lucky. What happened to you?
And he knocked the dog stand up on the chair and said, Wolf 9, Wolf 9. Then the fire brigade came and put the fire out.
You said Wolf 9, Wolf 9, Wolf 9.
Then the fire brigade came and sprayed the water all over me.
All over you?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds a little bit like Auntie Mabel and Pippin. Remember that story?
Yeah.
Auntie Mabel decided to have some chips, didn't she?
Yeah.
And she went in the cupboard to get the pan and the door shut and the handle broke and she couldn't get out. Her chip pan was boiling away. Well, bubbling away, not boiling away. And Pippin ran to the fire station, didn't he? What did he say to the fireman?
There's a wolf and my wolf is locked in the wolf.
Yeah, and the fireman said, Pippin, what's the matter? And Pippin kept going, woof, 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 woof. In the end, the fireman thought it was something serious, better follow, and then what happened?
You know, look!
And they got there just in time, didn't they? Just before the fire, the chip pan caught fire. And Auntie Mabel said, "Oh, Pippi, you are a clever dog." She ends nearly every episode by saying that, doesn't she? "Pippi, you are a clever dog." Can you hear that train?
Yeah.
Right, little boy, the sleepy train awaits. So let's have a quick wash teeth.
Yeah, before, like, I wanted to tell you something. The plane, it got on fire.
The aeroplane got on fire?
I know that plane, I know that plane.
Are you alright?
Yeah.
No, it's alright. Come on, there's fish splashing. Come on, let me get the hands washing.
I jumped on the roof where the cars live, and then I zoomed away flying, and then I landed on the 096.
That was quite an exciting journey there. Just stand up, please.
Of course, why not? I can't. Very much, very much.
Sit down again, carefully, please. Carefully sit down, please. You keep your nose and mouth shut, please. Just a second while I wash your little face and groovy little neck.
I want to do something.
Just let me get it out of your eyes. Keep your eyes and mouth shut. What do you want to do?
Wash your face.
Oh, cheeky monkey, no.
There's just mouth.
Those cards we were just choosing. Yes, those cards we were just choosing for your friends. I think the cheeky monkey one.
Yeah.
It'd be the best card if I was sending you a card. Thank you.
Yeah.
Cheeky monkey, cheeky boy. We've got to have a quick look at your school book as well, Thomas.
Mummy, I'd like to make your face. Mummy, put your head in.
No.
Then I can't do
it
with your face.
Oh,
why not, you know?
No, Thomas, stop.
What?
Because, listen, when you've gone to bed, I've still got things to do downstairs. I don't want your makeup taken off yet.
I have no makeup on.
Pardon?
I want you to be naughty.
You want me to be naughty?
Yes.
I wouldn't know how. More likely you want to be naughty. You can't really talk when I'm brushing your teeth, can you?
No.
I have a very quick teeth brush, can I? Anyway, there we are. No, don't, because it's difficult. And the next thing, I'll end up, if you're doing that with your mouth, I'll end up the toothbrush will hurt either your lip or your gum, and you'll be crying saying, "Don't be naughty, it hurts." And every time I do it, it's because you're messing about. But dentists would want it, you have got nice teeth. Right. That's it now. I'll give your face another quick wipe. And then what you get. Okay. We've got some good school book. Do you remember it's the one without the words, just the pictures?
Can you read it to me?
On the little lost teddy. Let's have a look at it together.
No.
Come on, you can probably sit down. You can probably remember what happened, can you?
Yeah, I can just remember the bus station depot.
You remember the bus station depot, can you?
Yeah. You can just remember that bit.
Right. Well, while you're just sitting there, shall I run and get the book and then we can look at it together?
No, no.
Yeah, just stay
right. Can we look at it now?
Read it now. Yes. Thanks. It's one of these without words. You can sit wrapped in your towel, can't you?
Of course.
Right. Oh, first of all, on the front cover, it's called The Lost Teddy. And what's happening there?
Because it's coming around and he's on the lost his teddy. I wonder where she's going.
I don't know. The bus is coming around the corner. And there's a little boy waiting at the bus stop with his mummy. And what's he holding?
Teddy.
A teddy bear. And do you think when the bus comes around the corner they'll get on it?
Yeah, and get off it.
And then they get off it, and then what happens as they get off?
He forget.
What's he forget?
The bear.
Oh dear. Do you think he realises he's forgotten the bear at the moment?
Have a look.
Well, turn the page. Uh-oh. Look, there's a little bubble coming about above the boy's head. And he can just see a picture in his mind of his teddy on the seat. And what's he say? And what's that mean?
Oh no!
I've lost my teddy.
That's not all right.
No. What else is there on the picture?
The bus has gone away.
The bus has driven off?
Yeah.
Anything else?
The Tesco man.
There's a man walking past. With a bag, he looks like he's been to Tesco. It's white and it's got blue stripes and red writing. It does look like a Tesco carrier, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, that night, little boy's no teddy. Look, he's in bed at 7 o'clock. He's gone to bed early. He's crying. Why is he crying?
Because he wants his teddy.
He wants his teddy? And do you think these children are his brothers and sisters?
Mm.
And what are they trying to do?
Make him better.
They're trying to make him better, aren't they? But how are they trying to make him better?
There's my teddy, that's my dad.
That's right, it looks like the little girl's saying, here you are, have my soldier, and the little boy's saying, here you are, have my bear, but it doesn't work, does it? It's not what he wants. This is like the PB Bear books, Thomas, but there's a tiny bear in every picture, have you noticed?
Oh, no.
Oh, it must be night time, because what happens when you look out the window?
You can see the moon.
The moon and the stars. Right, so it must be morning now, because the sun's shining. And what happens now?
I've lost tooth.
Lost tooth?
My nana's.
My nana's.
Of being granddad.
What
on a Bible.
A Bible? So what's happened on this picture?
Lots of things.
Where's the mummy gone with the little boy?
To the bus depot.
The bus, sit down please, Thomas. To the bus depot.
Yeah.
Sit back down, I'll just get this towel from her. And what's at the bus depot? Why have they gone back to the bus depot?
Because that's where the bus lives.
That's where the bus lives.
Mummy, that's not allowed because it's the ticket collector.
Is that the ticket collector? Yes, why is it the ticket collector?
Because he's got a round strap thing.
That's right, that's his ticket machine, isn't it, round his back. But why would the little boy and the mummy go back to the bus depot? What were they hoping to find?
The teddy.
Ah, so whereabouts have they gone to?
There.
What's this called?
Lost property.
The lost property office. And look, what a lot of things. And these teeth, look, people have left false teeth on the bus. Is that what you were saying? It's like grandma's. Yeah. And a Bible and clothes.
I can see ears.
Ears, can you? What else has been left at the lost property book? Oh, he's got his teddy bear. What happens, do you think? What do you think he says to the lady when he goes into the property office?
No, do that funny word and then like this. I don't have any teddies! Like that. Yesterday you said it.
Oh, I can't remember now.
Oh.
Well, what do you think the little boy and the mummy say when they go in and see the lady in the lost property office?
Say, please, you never got any teddies.
And she says, yes, I've got a box full of teddies. Do you know which particular teddy bear you've lost? What does he say?
Yes, I want that one.
He's saying, yes, I want this one. Look how many teddies are in this box. And the teddy that he wants, his teddy, has a little tag around its leg and it says number 385625. found, and it says the day it was found and on which boss. So when you think back to that picture there where the little boy's in bed with a tear in his eye, what's the expression on his face now he's got his daddy back?
Mummy, you're a genius.
Mummy, you're a genius, because she took him to the lost property office. Now
he can't read, can he?
Well, no, but it doesn't matter whether he can read or not, because the lady managed to find the right teddy. And glasses. There's a box full of spectacles. People must have left a lot of spectacles on the bus, or at least they've been found. And when you think about it, that picture way back then, where the little boy remembered he'd left his teddy on the bus and that man walked past with the Tesco lorry.
Yeah.
What's on the pavement there, right by the lamppost? Or by the bus stop?
What? Tesco. Another bus stop. No bus. Glasses.
Somebody's dropped some glasses at the bus stop. So they've ended up in the lost property office. That book's called The List, The Lost Bear.
Just tell you want to buy this. £1, please.
Hello, could I buy a book called The Lost Teddy, please?
Yeah.
Thank you. Is this the right book?
Look at that.
How much is that?
£1.
Oh, I think that's worth it. It's been a nice book, that, hasn't
look,
it?
Look. It's lost.
So will you have to read this book to your teacher tomorrow?
Can I show you the pictures on there? Yeah.
Oh yes, it'll all be back to front in the mirror. Right, come on, you mind that time, please. Come on, you'll never get up in the morning. Come on, bed.
Look at it now.
Yes, I am. Right.
Let me just show how many it is. 20. Oh, 1p. I'm going to say 20, but it's one.
Okay.
See ya.
There we are.
Go on, maybe we're back.
Okay, right, just rinse your hands now in that water, please. Okay, you can say goodnight, shall we?
Goodnight.
Goodnight.
Mirror's just nearly.
Right, you can go to your bedroom now, please. Okay. Welcome down. I'll be down. Oh yes, that's a nice book, isn't it? I think it's worn out now. We've had that book since you were very young. Haven't you? Right, let's give you another quick rub of the towel. And then we'll do your ears and his pyjamas on.
Yeah.
And into bed. Now then, would you like to read this book? Oh, this is called The Little Yellow Bus. It's a nice book, this, isn't it?
Just thought, oh, I might play the tune.
Oh no, well we can sing the tune. What was it? The wheels on the bus tune, wasn't it?
It was not.
The wheels on the bus go round and round. And that's a nice story, well, isn't it?
Hear this.
Thomas. So naughty. That's rude. Do you need the toilet before bed?
No.
Would you like a drink of milk?
I'm dying, Mummy. I don't want any milk. Look.
Right, come along, please, quickly. Dress
you might have to go to the taxi.
Might you? I will read that then. What have your pyjamas got in?
The fire engine. Everybody look at the fire engine. The fire engine. And you said, just then you can sit down and then you can say, oh, Robbie Williams.
Is that who you're trying to be, Robbie Williams? You nutcase. Funnily enough, when you were putting your pyjamas on and waving your arms around, shouting the fire engine, I actually thought you looked like pretending to be a pop star. Yeah. Is that what you're doing?
Mummy, just stand as a seat. The fire engine. Everybody look at the fire engine. The fire engine. Fire engine, engine. Everybody look at the fire engine. Those pipe sirens, blue flashing lights, you know, bells and equipment, clean and bright, telescoping ladders, bring nosy down. Big fan wheels, flexed old tyres, red, blue, blue or white, cocos. Could it be day or night? They were so different, so let me do what the cabbie. The fire engine, the fire engine. Everybody look, the fire engine. Everybody look at the fire engine. The fire engine, the fire engine, the fire engine. Everybody look, fire engine.
Very good, Robbie. Right, let's just clean your ears out now. Oh, dear.
The fire engine, the fire engine. Everybody look at the fire engine. The boys and girls, now it's finished, so if you want to come again, they're finishing, it's going to start in 2 minutes.
Very good, we'll come back to the pop concert. Daddy, Thomas is Robbie Williams up here singing the fire engine song.
That's 2 minutes now. The fire engine, the fire engine. Everybody look at the fire engine. The fire engine, the fire engine. Everybody look at the fire engine. And put your fuzzy lights, old and equipment, clean up bright. Telescoping ladders, breathing apparatus.
Breathing apparatus, is that?
Yeah.
Right, that will do, Robbie. Come on, calm down. No, come on, I'm going now. No, come on.
Let me
do this.
You are the dance floor.
That's from the dance floor. This is your bed and it's bedtime. Come on.
The fire engine, the fire engine.
Holding me.
The fire engine, the fire engine. Everybody look at the fire engine. Now, boys and girls, look at my bottom.
No, no, that's right. That's where I'm going. Good night. Bye-bye.
No, goodbye.
Bye-bye. Don't come downstairs.
I'm ready. I want to show them a song. And here comes Bobby Williams. Hello.
He's been dancing on his back, pretending to be Robbie Williams doing a concert, wiggling his bottom and everything.
Janina.